In local news, here is this week's Buncombe County COVID-19 Community Update. The CDC's COVID-19 community levels describe the impact of COVID illness on each county's healthcare system. The community level for Buncombe County remains at a low level for the week ending April 17th. Every county in North Carolina is low. About 98% of the counties in the U.S. are at a low level. The CDC's community transmission levels describe how much disease is within each county. The community transmission level for Buncombe County remains at a moderate level for the week ending April 16th. Most counties in North Carolina are at a moderate level. About 20% of the counties in the U.S. are at a high level, with about 20% at a low level. The Buncombe County COVID-19 metrics are on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. Data from the week ending on April 15th indicate last week's total cases are up by 25 or 48% from the previous week. 68% of the total population have received their initial vaccination series. 33% of people with their initial vaccination series have had the updated booster. The 7-day daily average of COVID-19 hospitalizations has increased by 2, and of ICU patients has decreased by 3 from last week. An updated COVID-19 booster is now available for eligible persons 6 months and older. It is more effective at protecting against severe illness and death from the new variants. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines and the updated booster. People with any COVID symptoms should get tested. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. For a county at a low community level like Buncombe County, the CDC recommends if you are at high risk for getting sick, wear a high-quality mask in a public indoor space. If you plan on being with someone at high risk for getting sick, consider self-testing for COVID-19 infection and wear a high-quality mask when indoors with them.